From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather in the Umpqua Valley, sunny this afternoon. High of 51, widespread frost coming in overnight, partly cloudy, down to 32. Widespread frost tomorrow morning, sunny and 55. Rain back in the forecast Thursday and Friday in the Umpqua Valley. And right now, still staying on the cool side, only 43 degrees. KQEN News Time, 1235.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon. A very special interview today. The legendary Bob Eubanks joining us. He'll be coming to Douglas County and just over a week and a half for Hollywood's greatest game shows. That's on the 27th at 7 at Seven Feathers Casino Resort. Bob, thank you for being on this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my friend. It really is. Hey, it's kind of cool up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's much warmer where you are down in California, I imagine.
Well, it's been really, really warm, but it's cooling down a little bit. But I'm anxious. I'm very anxious to go to Seven Feathers Casino. I got to tell you, it's going to be fun.
So you are known for so many things. In fact, I was going over some of your bio information, and I could just about literally read off all the things you've done, and then we'd be out of the time for the program. I mean, you've had a pretty full life.
I've had a very good time. You know, my philosophy in life, Kyle, is to take what you know and apply it in other areas. And that's what I've been able to do. Like, I was in the rodeo world for a while, and then they asked me to do television for the National Finals Rodeo. And then I took my information about horses to the Rose Parade, and I did that for 38 years. So I'm having fun and still having fun playing all kinds of games.
So how did all this start? Tell us about where you grew up and what some of your influences were that led to you getting into the entertainment business.
Well, I started, you know, in Southern California. My parents were hillbillies from Missouri, and when the Depression came along, they all moved to Michigan to make cars, and the war came along, and they all moved to California to make airplanes, and that's where I was born. And my first job was at a 250-watt radio station in Oxnard, California. 200 watts went into the ocean, and 50 watts went to the cemetery next door. In fact, one time I had a rock and roll album giveaway contest, and I must have mentioned it 200 times. And I said, all right, I'll give them to the first person that calls. And nobody called. So I ended up at the hot new rock and roll station in L.A., KRLA. And I've just had a good time, Kyle.
So what led to you getting into radio to begin with?
I just always wanted to be a radio disc jockey. And when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a radio disc jockey. So I just tried to follow my desire, and it worked out pretty well for me.
Now, you were in radio for a long time, but at what point did you start branching into these other areas?
Well, I was in radio for a long time, and then Newlywed Game came along in 1964, and that was my cue to get out of radio. And then I did the Newlywed Game, you know, off and on for 5 decades, and and I'm still playing it when we do these live game shows like we're going to do at Seven Feathers. I play a not-so-newlywed game, and it's really a lot of fun.
Now, the Newlywed Game, I mean, I'm about 25 years younger than you, and that was, when I was growing up, that was so popular. And yet one of the things I figured out later after I got into radio was just what was involved in some of your phrasing back then. You kind of snuck a lot of things around the censors back then.
Well, you know what? They wanted me to say make love, and I wouldn't do it because I didn't think you should explain that to your children until you were ready to do so. So Frank Sinatra had a hit record called Making Whoopee, and I said, I'll say Whoopee. So that's how whoopee became a four-letter word, I guess.
So what was it about the Hollywood, the Hollywood scene and the Newlywed Game? Why did that capture people so much?
It was because I learned how to make people talk. I learned how to extract humor from people. And it just really did draw an audience. I mean, it really did. And I didn't know what I was doing. I will tell you, well, maybe I better not mention that one. But anyway, the first day I did the show, Chuck Barris came to me and he said, "Bobby, we got to talk." I said, "What's the matter?" He says, "You've just done something I've never seen anybody do before." I said, "What I do, man?" He says, "You went a half hour without blinking." But that's how scared I was. And but it worked out. I learned how to make people talk. And I happen to think, Kyle, that one of the problems with the comedians and actors being game show hosts is that they can't stand anybody to be funnier than them. And I just tried to make the couples the stars of the show.
That was probably a really brilliant move and a great way to go. There were so many great highlights of that program. Doing it, did you ever look around and go, "What am I doing?"
No, not because I got that check every week. I never did do that. But I did, you know, I did Newlywed Game for off and on for like, say, 5 decades. I did Card Sharks at CBS, too. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed Card Sharks because I could have fun with the contestants. Then I could go right to the board and we would play. And by the way, Card Sharks is also another of the games we play at Hollywood's greatest game shows that we're going to do at Seven Feathers. So we got a lot of fun coming up.
So as I was going over the things you've done, there were actually things that I wasn't familiar with that didn't connect you to, and that tied into your work with groups like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I'm the only living person that produced a Beatle concert all 3 years they toured America. And I was very fortunate. I did 2 years at the Hollywood Bowl and then 1 year at Dodger Stadium. And I've got a ton of Beatles stories. And in fact, I'm in the process of writing a book called Short Stories About Big People. And I tell a whole lot of stories.
So are there stories you could tell on the radio?
Oh, yeah. What do you want, a Beatles story?
Sure.
Okay. In 1965, the Beatles, they wanted to see and meet Elvis Presley. And so... Colonel Parker and Brian Epstein, which is like Larry the Cable Guy meeting Albert Einstein, they met and agreed that the Beatles would go over to Elvis's house. And so they went over to Elvis's house, no press, no cameras, and they were just sitting there. And McCartney found something that he had never seen before in his life, and he was mesmerized by it. It was this thing you hold in your hand and you point it at the television and it changes the channel. He was amazed at that. So they had a really fun evening at Elvis's house. But at first they just sat there and stared at him. And Elvis finally said, "If you guys aren't going to talk to me, I'm going to get up and go to bed." So they started talking and they got the music going and all of that. But they had a good time at Elvis's house.
Now, did they end up doing any little impromptu jam sessions?
Oh, yeah. At Elvis's, they did, yeah. And they were singing Chuck Berry songs, and you know, they had quite a jam session, except for Colonel Parker, Elvis's manager, and Ringo. They went over in a corner, and they were gambling or something.
What about some of these other concerts that you've worked with, some of the artists that you've gotten to meet and promote along the way?
I can honestly say, well, first of all, Rolling Stones, I did them for 2 years. First year I paid them $4,000. Second year I paid them $20,000. But I can honestly say, and I don't mean to be getting angry, there were only two acts in all of my hundreds of concerts that I had a little problem with. Elton John, Barry Manilow were a little difficult. But I had a great time, you know. And then I was with Merle Haggard for 10 years. Merle and I produced all of Haggard's concerts for 10 years. And he and I never had a crossword. He was wonderful. And I managed Dolly Parton for 2 years and produced George Jones and Tammy Wynette, managed Barbara Mandrell. So I got out of rock and roll and got into country music, where my first love was.
And now that's a big switch. Was it just your interest in that style of music, or what led that direction?
Yeah, I was raised with country music. You know, and I truly loved it. and I was thrilled that I could make a living in country music. After I sold my rock and roll company, I called Capitol Records, and I said, "Who's your hot act now, country-wise?" And they said, "Well, Merle Haggard." So I went up to meet with Hagg and his manager, Fuzzy Owen, and we made a deal right there, and we were together 10 years, and it was a great time.
Now, obviously, you're very driven. Any idea back in those days how many hours you used to work in a week?
No, I never thought about that. You know why? I don't consider what you and I do as work. We're just having fun. And, I've just been so blessed, honestly. And I still feel blessed. I've got three shows that I take on the road now. I've got the Hollywood's Greatest Game Shows, which we're bringing to Seven Feathers on the 27th. And then I have a show called Backstage with the Beatles, and which I tell never-before-heard Beatles stories that lead up to music with a Beatle band on stage with me. And then I do a little thing for Corporate America, the not-so-newlywed game, which I play in newlywed game with married couples. So I'm still having fun. I still enjoy everything I do. And it's just fun to make people laugh and enjoy it. So that's what I do.
More with Bob Eubanks when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County, 1246 at News Radio 1240. KQEN, we'll be right back. Inside Douglas County, 1248 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman on tomorrow's program. The legendary Bob Eubanks on with us right now, coming to Seven Feathers Casino Resort next Saturday, the 27th at 7, for Hollywood's Greatest Game Shows. Bob, how many years have you been out doing casino shows?
Oh, we've been doing it, I want to say, maybe 8 or 9 years. And it's just more fun. If I can tell you a little bit about our show.
Sure.
Hollywood's Greatest Game Shows, which will be at Seven Feathers, as you say, on the 27th. We play 9 different games. Over 40 contestants are chosen, and everybody has an equal chance. And then everybody that gets on stage wins a prize. And what's so neat about this, at the end of the show, 10 people will compete for the chance to win $1 million. And oh my God, we would love for them to win it. It would just be the best thing in the world for us. So it's more fun than you've ever had in your life, I promise you. And let me tell you what else. Everybody that buys a ticket for the Seven Feathers Casino Resort show will win a prize. Everybody that buys a ticket is going to win a prize. So we're going to have a lot of fun. But, you know, if you like Newlywed Game or Name That Tune or, you know, just a whole bunch of different games, that's what we play. And it's an evening that I love.
Now, a lot of people in the entertainment business focus in one area. But, I mean, as you said, you've worked in radio, television, concerts, parades, pageants. It seemed like you liked to be involved in a lot of different areas.
I do, because I don't consider it work. I like to take what I know and apply it to other areas. You know, I was in the rodeo business for quite a while. I was a team roper and competed in a lot of rodeos. And then they asked me, "Would you mind doing the television commentary for the national finals?" And I said, "Sure, that'd be great." And, you know, I've just been able to have fun and take what I know how to do and apply it in other areas. And I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed.
Talk about the Tournament of Roses Parade.
Well, the Tournament of Roses, Dick Enberg, the sports guy, was doing the Tournament of Roses with his kids. And NBC came along and offered him a lot of money to go over there. So I just went to the people at Channel 5 here in L.A. and I said, "I want to do your parade." And they said, "Well, I never thought of you." Well, anyway, long story short, they picked Stephanie Edwards to do the parade with me. And we sat there for 34 years. But what I brought here is that she knew a lot about orchestras and bands, and I knew a lot about horses. So we brought things to the table that nobody else had. In fact, when we decided not to do it, our ratings were twice that of all of the competitors in the market. So we left on top, and I was thrilled about that.
As you look at your life and all the things you've done, I mean, do you have time for hobbies or other things?
Yeah, I love to play golf. I played the AT&T Pro-Am in 1989 and made the cut. So, I love to play golf. And my oldest son is 62. My youngest son is 18. I have a son who is the number one stunt driver in the business. He does Too Fast, Too Furious and Transformers and all of those. But my oldest son, Trace, he travels with me. He's retired L.A. County fireman, and he does all of my audiovisual, and he and I are partners on the shows. So I have all kinds of time to have fun, believe me.
So what's a typical day like for you when you're not out doing an event or out on the road?
Typical day would be I get up about 8:30 and have breakfast that I work out, and then I take care of whatever business calls I have to handle during that day. And in the evening, my wife and I will go to dinner someplace. So we just have a relaxed time. My wife, by the way, is the number one wedding planner in all of Ventura County where we live. She has a company called Bella Vita Events. And she does really high-end weddings. But she's a perfectionist. I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I come back, the bed's made, you know. So, but here again, I just have a good time.
So for the Seven Feathers event, it's just one show, correct?
Yeah, it's just one show. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. And the show lasts about 90 minutes. And here again, we use over 40 contestants. Everybody that's a contestant wins. And in this case, God bless Seven Feathers Casino Resort, because they said everybody that buys a ticket will win a prize. And I think that's wonderful.
So as you've traveled around, where are some of the places in the world that you've enjoyed visiting the most?
Well, work-wise, I haven't done too much. I did do a television show in London called Infatuation. I went over there. That was a real experience, to say the least. But, you know, I've gone all over California and had fun. And, it's, you know, I am still having fun. But places, we've been all over the United States with our game show. And we've been on cruise ships with our game show. So it's kick in the pants, really.
Now, I understand you were the last person to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in the 20th century.
That's correct. And when I was going to radio school, I went to Don Martin School of Radio and Television, and I worked at the Egyptian Theater there on Hollywood Boulevard. And so I'm afraid of heights, Kyle. And so one day I'm out cleaning the marquee on a big, tall ladder with wheels, pulling myself across one. And these two guys come walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and as they get to my ladder, one of them hits it real hard, and I am rolling down Hollywood Boulevard on this ladder. So, anywho, I get back up on the ladder, and pretty soon here they come again, only this time I'm ready for them. And just as he gets to the ladder, I put my feet on the outside of the rung, slide down the ladder, grab this little broom, and I hit this guy right in the back of the head. And the manager was walking out of the box office. And he said, "Bob, you're fired." So when I got my star on the Walk of Fame, I said, I want it right in front of the Egyptian Theater where I worked as a doorman. And that's where it is.
Wow. Now, you have won 9 Emmys and a Lifetime Achievement Award as well.
Yeah, the Emmys I won were for the Rose Parade. We decided to quit. Now, had I known they were going to hire Lisa Gibbons, I may have stayed a couple more years. I don't know. But, you know, that's where I won my Emmys, yes, at for the Rose Parade.
Neat. Is there anything in life you would have done differently?
Oh, yeah. Not career-wise. Personally, yes. I remember Dolly Parton. I was managing Dolly, and she came to me and she said, "Bob, I can't take it any longer. The boys here in Nashville are putting so much pressure on me for having a West Coast manager." So I said, "I understand, hon." So a year or so later, she calls me and we meet at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And she said, "Will you manage me again?" And I said, "I'll let you know tomorrow." Well, I was having some personal issues at the time at home. So I went back the next day and I said, "I just can't do it." Well, Dolly's worth about $200 million right now, and I would have had 15% of that. So I would have done that differently, I can tell you that.
Wow. About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Again, the event is the 27th, next Saturday at Seven Feathers. Tell people a little bit more about it.
Well, it's a live game show where everybody has a chance to be a contestant. We play 9 different games, over 40 contestants. Everybody that wins a prize will everybody that buys a ticket prize, and at the end, 10 people will compete for the right to play for $1 million. So come on down, you guys. Seven Feathers, 27th.
And you can go to sevenfeathers.com for more information on that. Bob Eubanks, of all the people I've interviewed over the years, you're one of the folks that I didn't ever think I would be talking to, and it's been a great pleasure to have you on the program today.
Well, Kyle, I really appreciate you giving me the time. And you're a good guy, and God bless you. Can I leave you with a quick one?
Sure.
Forrest Gump, he went to heaven. St. Peter said, "You can't come to heaven unless you tell me God's first name." And Forrest says, "Andy." He said, "Andy?" He says, "Yep. Andy walks with me. Andy talks with me." See you next time, Kyle.
All right, Bob Eubanks there, 1258 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.